This podcast replay is brought to you by Vape and Smoke Shop in West Pines. Mention the Big O Show. Get 10 to 20% off the entire store. Call them 954-613-3367 or visit on social media at VSS West Pines.
Pats fans are so spoiled. I remember a year ago, I think, when they lost a home game, the fans booed the team. Zoe Vegas says, Pats fans are even turning on Belichick after two decades. It happens. Let's see. Bromar says, beef up the O-line, add a running back and a wide receiver. Drubu says, oh, called the Pats losing season. Yeah, I told you they would struggle to get to 500. You get lucky on some predictions there. I got lucky on that one.
You said 500 for the Pats. Is this like your...
They'd struggle.
Struggle
to get to 500.
Well, here. You said 0-16, the Dolphins were 5-plus. You're saying the Pats should have been like 70. Should we take 5 off?
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
I like that. I like the reverse. I like it. If Tua turns into a star, Omar will say, remember, I banged the table for him. If Tua turns out to be a dud, Omar will say, I warned you, do not draft an injury-prone QB. Herman says, Big O, did you get your Tua jersey? No, I have not, Herman. You have hit a sore spot, sir.
They've done that to you a few times today, man. What is it?
Haven't got my Tua jersey. I'm pissed. I want my Tua jersey, bro. Need to have my Tua jersey. I haven't bought a Dolphin jersey in forever. Like a long time, dude.
If you had to guess, which was the last one?
It was a Marino jersey. I have like
you
three
got
of
that
them.
Throwback Hall of Fame.
I got like three of them. I got okay. like three of them. I have a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in my closet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get a Junior Seau?
I have a David Bowens. That's a real like game worn jersey because he gave it to me.
Oh,
I was a beat guy then, and I was friendly with David. Friendly with a lot of players when I was a beat guy. I was pretty tight with like most of the players in the locker room. Actually, it was actually really cool. Even though they had like terrible times and the finishes were horrible and stuff like that, but I was tight with. Pretty much every player. The only player nobody was tight with was like Lawrence Phillips, who was there for like 2 weeks, and Brock Marion, who's an asshole, like a raging asshole. You're like, we have the raging Dolphin maniac here. The raging asshole in the locker room was Brock Marion. But I got along with everybody, and David Bowens was one of those guys, super, super, super cool. Okay. And it was the last week of the season, and they were cleaning their locker rooms. And so I was BSing with him, and he goes, hey, oh, you want this jersey? And I go, let me ask the PR.
Right, yes.
So I went, and I said, hey, David wants to give me a jersey. Can I take it? And they said, yes, if the player's giving it to you, you can take it. And I said, all right, I'm taking it. And so he signed it, and I still have it to this day.
Bro, you killed it. I thought you were going to say, I gave Tim Bowen a Coke, and he threw me the, and you said, hey, thanks, Tim Bowen.
No, David
Joe
Bowens.
Green.
Not Tim Bowen. David Bowens.
Okay.
Okay. And I was tight with Tim Bowen, too.
I was just trying to do like a mean Joe Green, moment for you, like the commercial back in the day. Thanks, me and Joe.
Timbo, if you're ever watching, we love you, brother. You were awesome, dude. I'm talking about the person. We know you were awesome as a player. I'm talking about the person. Tim Bowens was awesome as a person. Really cool dude. Really like him a lot. Let's see. Oh, I like Onside Radio, but prefer you on here as we can interact with you and can read your comments. Yeah, we will add camera to Onside. Well, the camera's already there. We just haven't activated cameras all day yet, but it's coming. We're on the brink of that. We're leveling all this stuff off in the first month, and then we'll take our next step and then, continue to grow in the process. Anthony Giandaletti says, brother got COVID at his job and brought it home. Found out a couple of days. I got COVID, but I'm feeling better every day. Hope everybody's staying safe and wearing masks. Hang in there, my brother. Wow. That's a tough one, Anthony. As long as you're safe and healthy, and your brother and everybody else is safe and healthy, that's good. You know, the good thing is most of us can survive this. It's the Russian roulette thing that we don't know who are the few that it's going to really affect. And that's the problem. That's the scary part about all of this. It's the ignorance to think, oh, no, most people survive. Yeah, but there are people losing their lives. Do you not care? You know, it's like crazy. How do you not care about the people that are dying? How do you not care about people losing family members? I know five people that I know that have been affected by COVID because they lost somebody. And a couple of people that lost their parents, parents that were going to live for many more years. They weren't sick, but they ended up, they were older. But they still had easily 10, 15, 20 years to live. And now they're not going to be around for some of my friends? No, man. Unacceptable. So, yeah, we gotta all take care of each other and look out for each other. That's what we should do. Big O, why is Tim Bowens not on the Ring of Honor? I don't know. Because defensive tackles don't put up the stats. I guess. That's the only thing. But you're right.